File 7, Listening 2.
Today we're going to be looking at the importance of humour in the workplace. Now, a lot of people might think that having a laugh at work isn't really connected with efficiency or productivity. If you're having fun, you're not really working, you might think. But my guest today, management consultant Stanley Harper, thinks differently, don't you, Stanley?
Absolutely. I think that humour is a vital ingredient in any successful workplace. The truth is that if people are working in a dull, humourless atmosphere, they don't feel motivated in their work. They find it hard to cope with challenges or changes. Relationships between them are distant and lacking in warmth, and communications between them are not very good. All of these things can result in low morale, and that can lead to low productivity.
Well, this is usually down to managers, isn't it?
Yes. If a manager shows no emotion and is serious and strict all the time, they're not going to encourage or motivate the people under them. They need to lighten up, smile sometimes, show that they appreciate people's good work, and make sure that there's some fun in the workplace. And they need to show that a sense of humour is not just acceptable, but a positive plus.
How can they do that?
Well, for example, when they're putting teams together, they can make sure that each team contains at least one member whose sense of humour will make for a good atmosphere in the team as a whole. Someone whose attitude is that work is fun will bring a lighter attitude to the team and help it to function efficiently and with a high level of energy.
What kind of humour are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, people who are the first to laugh when something happens. This can prevent other people from getting depressed or anxious about a problem. It sets the tone that something going wrong isn't the end of the world. It's important, too, that people laugh with other people, not at them. And also, it means people who take their work seriously but don't take themselves too seriously can laugh at themselves. This helps to put the people they're working with at ease.
But isn't it a bit risky to emphasise humour, though? Couldn't this act against efficiency and encourage people to mess about?
Obviously, it doesn't work if things go too far. And managers may need to keep a friendly eye on that. But the fact is, a happy worker is a good worker. You need to make people realise it's fine to laugh and crack jokes. Make sure there's some laughter in meetings. A sense of humour in the workplace makes people happier, and they do their jobs better.